Firstborn, Exposing the Myth of Preexistence, A Synoptical Examination, Steve Martin, Compilation Editor. Chapter 1 of 10, A Shifting Foundation, Rethinking Jesus' Beginning. For centuries, most of Christianity has stood on the assumption that Jesus existed long before Bethlehem, that he lived eternally in heaven and then simply stepped into human flesh for a short time. It's a belief that has become so ingrained in tradition that many never stop to ask, is that really what Scripture says? When we slow down and read carefully, another picture begins to emerge, a picture that doesn't diminish Jesus in the least, but actually makes his story more powerful, his sacrifice more meaningful, and his example more human. Scripture shows us that Jesus' story begins not in eternity past, but in the womb of Mary. His authority doesn't rest on pre-existence, but on his faithful life, his obedient death, and his resurrection to glory. This isn't a small tweak to theology. It reshapes everything about how we understand salvation, God's character, and even our own destiny. Why this matters? Some will brush this off as splitting hairs, but this isn't theological nitpicking. The stakes are high. What we believe about Jesus' origin changes how we see his sacrifice, how we understand God, and how we live out faith. A real human sacrifice. If Jesus truly began his existence at conception, then his death was not a divine performance, but the ultimate act of trust. Hebrews tells us that he prayed with loud cries and tears and learned obedience through what he suffered. That makes sense only if he was fully human, facing fear, pain, and temptation, and still obeying. Philippians 2 says that he humbled himself, becoming obedient to death. That's not a play-acted humility. That's real. One God, one Lord. Seeing Jesus as the human Messiah keeps intact the Bible's uncompromising monotheism. I am the Lord, and there is no other. Scripture never blurs the line between the one Creator God and his chosen Messiah. Paul captures this perfectly. Yet for us there is one God, the Father, and one Lord, Jesus Christ. No confusion, no overlap. A high priest who gets it. Hebrews 4:15 says that Jesus was tempted in every way as we are. If he were really an omnipotent deity, disguised as human, that statement rings hollow. But if he truly grew in wisdom, faced limitations, and had to trust God the way we do, then he really does understand us. He becomes the prototype of what God intends for all humanity, the first glorified human blazing the trail for us to follow. The faith of Christ. This perspective highlights something often ignored, the faith of Christ. He didn't come armed with divine certainty about how everything would turn out. He walked by faith. He read the Scriptures. He trusted his Father. He obeyed in the dark. If he had already known every outcome because he pre-existed, then faith would have been meaningless. But he did trust, and that trust is what makes his victory astonishing. How we're going to approach this? The traditional view is strong and deeply rooted. To re-examine it, we need both courage and humility. Guided by God, grounded in Scripture, we ask God for wisdom, but we also commit to reading Scripture carefully, not cherry-picking verses out of context. We'll let the Bible interpret itself, taking into account the language, culture, and setting. Truth fits together. Truth never contradicts itself. If verses clash, the problem is with our interpretation, not with God. Scripture is a puzzle where every piece has a place, and it all fits when we see it clearly. Humility over assumption. We all bring baggage, traditions, assumptions, and biases. Those have to be named and laid down. Otherwise, we're just defending what we've always heard. Breaking free from tradition. The hardest obstacle is tradition. For many, the church councils and creeds carry more weight than the Scriptures themselves. But if we're going to follow truth, we need to read out of the Word instead of reading into it. Tradition can blind us, but Scripture can open our eyes. The Berean Way. Like the Bereans in Acts 17, we test everything against the Scriptures, and we do it in love, because how we treat each other matters even more than the doctrine we defend. We're not out to win arguments, but to walk in truth, grace, and peace. What's ahead? This chapter is just the beginning. We're going to take the traditional proof texts, one by one, and lay them out in the open. We'll look at them in their context, in their original language, and in the flow of God's big story. Piece by piece, We'll see if the traditional picture holds up, or if Jesus' beginning is more stunningly human than we've been taught to believe. Much of the research and insight reflected in this book draws on a series of discussion videos created by Liam McAllister, Richard Golko, Peter Mai, and Mikkel Solheim. Their thoughtful conversations and careful examination of Scripture provided the foundational material from which these chapters were developed.